This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, February 23rd. Well, we're having a blowout day because we've had a bunch of stocks announce earnings, and that helped us. Some stocks go up 10% or more, so that's wonderful. The other thing that's wonderful is obviously the energy stocks are running again. Some of this is due to the weather. You know, a lot of you are experiencing just horrific winter weather. Even Southern California is right now, for example. And that's going to help natural gas prices and other things. But the bottom line is the crude oil is really, really impacted by what's going on in Russia right now. The bottom line is we're increasing the sanctions on Russia. It's going to mess with them more and more. If a Chinese company is doing business with Russia, we're going to put sanctions on them now. And so China's running to Moscow, and there's going to be a report China's going to do for Russia and what they recommend they do. China's going to probably try to be the peace broker in this whole mess because the rest of the world has cut Russia off, and China can't behave like Russia because they're just too big of an economic engine in the world. So it's going to be fascinating to see how everything unfolds. But clearly, Chinese companies do not want the sanctions we put on Russia to put on their companies. And so we'll see if China can broker a peace deal several months from now. Okay, so that's what's going on. And we have a lot of tanker stocks in our aggressive accounts that have been doing incredibly well. TK Tankers just had blowout earnings. That's TNK for those of you that follow these stocks. But what's happening is oil is being shipped farther than ever right now, okay? Oil is being transferred at sea, okay? And if you're anywhere near involved in the transportation of energy, refined product or oil, you're making a ton of money. So our tankers are doing great. Our energy stocks are doing great. We've just had blowout earnings in five stocks. Probably saw that NVIDIA beat. It's the new AI leader. That's great news. For those of you in the severe winter weather right now, if you are using a self-driving system that doesn't have LIDAR, okay, it's not going to work very good, okay? LIDAR sees through the snow. It sees through the fog. It sees through the rain, okay? It will see an animal that might be ahead of you on the road, okay? Cameras don't quite do it that well, okay? So NVIDIA has allowed Mercedes to become the premier manufacturer with autonomous technology to help drive cars, okay? Now, it's level 3. Level 5 is fully autonomous. So when you have level 5, you won't have a steering wheel in your car. Right now, you still need a steering wheel. You still got to look ahead. You know, where Mercedes is looking at your eyeballs, so if you doze off, and the autonomous driving, it'll wake you up, okay? And but right now, NVIDIA's got the AI lead on autonomous driving, and that became very evident when they announced yesterday. And, of course, they beat expectations, but the guidance was great. So lots of exciting things are going on right now, and I hope you're enjoying this big rally we're having. And the market opened up strong today, then fizzled. But we are still very strong as I talk to you right now. So we don't expect to get back the gains like the broad market. So today is like 2 weeks ago Friday. We were up sharply when the market wasn't. And so we're having a blowout day today, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. Tomorrow we're going to have the personal consumption expenditure report. We're going to look to see if inflation's cooling off better in that index. That index has less real estate owner's equivalent rent than the CPI. It still has it at just a smaller percentage. Ed Yardini, this economist we respect and subscribe to his work, has shown that rental costs and housing costs have leveled off in the last 5 months, but it just hasn't been showing up in the inflation data, which is frustrating a lot of us. So hopefully we'll get a little clearer picture when we get the personal consumption expenditure index tomorrow. But otherwise, folks, the energy bet's paying off, the shipping bet's paying off, the earnings are working. I'm a happy camper today, so I want you to be happy, and we're still in a 15% market, and so just enjoy the ride, folks. This is a wonderful thing that's unfolding for us right now. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.